الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم علمنا ما تنفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا به Oh Allah, teach us what benefit us and benefit us from that which you have taught us. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين Dear Muslims, today inshallah we will learn valuable lessons from a very small insect that you and I consider a source of annoyance, a source of bothersome. We will learn valuable lessons from the ant. And he asked, how could this human being, with all what Allah has given him of intelligence and systems and heart, would learn from a small ant? It is enough that Allah Almighty has made one whole surah in the Quran called Surah An-Naml, the ants. Before we dive into the lessons that we learn from the ants, we look very briefly at the creation of Allah Almighty and what He put into the small insect that you and I crush knowingly or unknowingly. Ants lived for 110 million years. And they organize labor into three categories. They have a family structure. They have very few queens, that their sole job is to lay eggs. They have very few fertile females, that males. And then the majority of the workers are still females. The queen can live up to 30 years. The worker ant only lives for 45 to 60 days. The brain ant, the brain in the ant, has 250,000 brain cells. The human brain has only 10,000 cells. You get 40,000 ants together, and that's the equivalent of one human brain. Ants can carry 20 times as much as their weight. Can you find a human being who can carry 20 times as much as his weight? The majority of the ants, their job is to protect the eggs that the queen lays. And subhanallah, at night, they push the eggs further down inside the nest to protect it from the cold. And in the daytime, they take the eggs outside the nest for the warmth. Who has taught the ants how to do that? They have no lungs, but they have a nervous system. And their eyes is made of numerous lenses to detect movement. They have two antennas on their head. And the purpose of the two antennas is to communicate through touch. Every ant colony, they identify themselves with a very unique scent. And any ant that does not have this fingerprint, that unique scent, is considered an enemy and is attacked. And they use this scent to tell other ants where the food sources are. If an ant finds a food source, it leaves that scent along the way. we can travel a distance up to 700 feet every day. And we can go back safely to the nest. We feed mainly on fungus that they grow inside the nest. And ants collect leaves of the trees that they cut into small pieces and they feed that fungus. If the fungus does not grow, they know that this leaf that they have fed the fungus is poisonous. And they stop collecting it. Look at the intelligence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the ant. If a leaf is poisonous to the fungus, does not make it grow, they stop collecting it. And they're very clean insects. They collect all the waste from their nest and they put it in a dump outside the nest. And if the nest happened to be flooded, the ants will drink the water from the nest and spit it outside the nest to make the nest dry. And they learn by interactive teaching. The new ant, it follows a more experienced ant, a coach and a mentor. And if the coach finds out that the ant slows down, she slows down. And if the coach finds the mentor speeding up, they speed up. Interactive coaching. They find their way back to the nest through landmarks. They know that landmarks where they are. Some ants actually count how many steps took to their target. And they take the exact number of steps back to their nest. Who teaches the ant how to count the number of steps? Some researchers are saying that ants actually, they detect the polarized ray from the sun. And through that, and through the Earth's magnetic field, they find their way back to the nest. Who has put this GPS system in the ants itself? Some ants are incapable of feeding themselves, of growing fungus. So what do? They raid other colonies, and they take the ants in the colony as slaves, and they feed on their feeding. Every ant has two stomachs, one to feed itself and one to share with others. Humans also rely on ants. In South America, they use ants to close wounds. And in Africa, they actually enslave ants. They use black ants to collect the seeds of black teas. And when the ants collect the seeds of the black teas in the nest, the humans would collect it. A cheap way to collect tea for free. Enough talking about ants. What are the lessons that we learn from the ants? It is summarized in Surah An-Naml, in the blessing that Allah Almighty has given to Sulaiman alayhi salam to understand the language of the ants. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ When Sulaiman and his soldiers came by the colony of ants, one namla said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ O you ants, enter into your nests, your houses, your colonies. لَا يَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودِ Let not Sulaiman and his soldier destroy you. And think about this. We are questioning, how does Sulaiman alayhi salam understand the language of the ants? And we should be questioning, how does the ant know that the one over here is Sulaiman and not Ahmad or Mahmud? And how does the ant know that the people with Sulaiman are not his family, they're his soldiers? لَا يَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودِ And in the ant apologizes, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ unknowingly. As if the ant knows, if Sulaiman happens to destroy us, to crush us, it will not be knowingly, it will be unknowingly. The first lesson we learn from the ants is this a leadership, what they call nowadays the total quality management. And that is for every person in the organization, in the family, in the company, to do their job to the best of their ability. Not just at 8 o'clock in the morning or at 2 o'clock, every single day of the week, every single hour of the day. And this is like an unwritten contract. It's not because today we have somebody's visiting or the parents having to be home, I'll do my job. No. It's a written or unwritten contract among the family members. Allah Almighty tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. All you who believe, fulfill your covenants. And those covenants could be written or unwritten covenant. And this is exactly what the aunt has done. She was doing her job without being told to do so, without waiting for a phone call or an email, without any confrontation or dialogue. That's the first lesson that we learn from the aunt. The second lesson we learn is to be always alert and awake and disciplined. Because any mistake that any of us would do, it will not just harm us, it will harm all of us. If a Muslim does something bad, it is in the name of Islam. If a father or a mother or a brother or a sister does something bad, it is in the name of the family. If a person does something bad, answering the phone for a company, it is the reputation of the company on the line. And that is for each one of us to be disciplined, to be awake, to know that any mistake done, it's not just for me. It will not just harm me. It will harm the entire family, the entire organization, the entire system. Allah Almighty is telling us this very beautifully in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. Avoid a mistake, a test. If it happens, it will not just harm you. It will harm all of us. The third lesson we learn, and this is the subject of another khutbah, is the high motivation. So many of us have very good ideas. So many of us are very good talkers. But very few of us have the motivation and the will to take those few ideas to execution, to fruition. Very few of us. We speak very good. But when it comes to executing what we speak about, everybody backs up. Nobody comes forward to execute. Look what the ant is doing. She has a good idea about protecting itself and the colonists, and she's executing on that idea. So she's not just talking. She's executing on that idea. This high motivation to take our ideas or somebody else's ideas to execution requires a strong will, a very good intention. Allah Almighty is telling us in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. If they intended to go and strive with you, or messenger of Allah, they would have gotten ready for it. It was just a talk. If we intend to go for Hajj, I would reserve the time to go for Hajj, I would save the money to go for Hajj. If I want to come for Fajr to the masjid, I would set the alarm to wake up for Fajr to come to the masjid. If I intend to donate, I will take my checkbook with me to the fundraising. I will not go without a checkbook. The high motivation to take our ideas or somebody else's ideas to the next level. And that's what the ant has done. The fourth lesson that we learn from the ant is the sacrifice and the self-denial. What does the Quran say? قَالَتْ نَمْلَةً. One ant said. The Quran does not say the head of the ants said, or the ant in charge of security said, or the queen said. No. It was one ant. And when she started talking, she didn't say, listen to me, I happen to be the prime minister or in charge. No. Denying who you are. And also coming forward with your idea regardless of who you are. So many of us are saying, it's not my problem. I'm not in charge of the masjid. I just happen to be here. I only pray and go. regardless of our position in the family or the company or the organization, we need to step forward and say what is right and correct what is wrong. Just because you happen to be not a member of the board does not mean that you have no responsibility. Each one of us have a responsibility. And that's what exactly the ant has done. قالت نملة, an ant. And she's denying who she is. The fifth lesson that we learn from the ant is a sense of responsibility and how to manage crisis. And we Muslims are very poor in managing crisis. We only take action when a disaster happens. We wait for the roof to collapse before we fix it, even though the roof has been leaking for so long. We wait for the family to break and the husband or the wife file for divorce before we take action to solve the problem. We don't manage crisis. We don't have the what-if scenario. Did Sulaiman alayhi salam actually destroy the ants? No. The ant is thinking ahead. She is managing a crisis that could happen. What happens if Sulaiman steps on us and crushes us? Let's take action. Let's manage the worst case scenario. And that is to go back to our houses. This is something that we need to learn from the ants. How to manage crisis. How to be proactive in managing our problems. Not being reactive. The damage is done already. It's too late. We need to be more reactive in managing our crisis. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي إله غيره ولا رب سواه, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. There are many lessons that you and I can learn from a small insect, the ant, that you and I consider a source of annoyance and we rush to spray or to crush. Managing ourselves. The division of labor. Why should a person do all the work in the house by themselves and we're just watching TV? Why? There should be a division of labor. Communications. Ants communicate very effectively. If an ant happens to fall down, it sends a special scent, alarming other ants. And this alone, communications, is enough to make our families, our communities very strong. We are not communicating to each other. We communicate past each other. We need to learn how to communicate to each other. The father, the children, the husband, the wife, amongst each other. Each one of us has an agenda. And he's not listening to the person talking to him. He wants to get his agenda across. And what happens? We communicate past each other. We do not communicate to each other. And we also learn from the ants how to manage crisis. Proactively, not reactively. Look at debts. And so many of us owe so much money. How do you manage this? How do you manage our income and our expenses? How do you take serious action so we get out of this debt problem and be debt free? How do you do that? Being proactive, not reactive. There are so many lessons we learn from the ants, and one should be humble enough to say yes, even though it is a source of annoyance, even though I'm more stronger than she is or he is, there are still more lessons to be learned. Next time, before we crush the ant, before we spray it, let's think about what we can learn from that ant and take it to make our families and our communities stronger, cohesive, and divide the labor amongst ourselves. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم هذا الدعاء منك الإجابة. اللهم هذا الجهد عليك التكلان. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وأقم الصلاة.